This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida. And we are out broadcasting from my Moss Family Automobile Studio, also to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out always goes to our military and our military men and women, and to all of our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody who's helping out in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, helping to keep America free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and let's not forget all the roughnecks working up there in the oil rigs, in the oil fields, the Gulf, and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president yesterday, Kyle, came out and revealed his three-phase plan, his reopening guidelines for America. So let's start talking about that. Number one, what are we going to have to do to reopen America?
Well, for one thing, there's going to have to be what they call gating criteria. That means that they need to be able to see downward trajectories of documented cases within a 14-day period, or a downward trajectory of positive tests as a percent of total tests within a 14-day period, and so on. They're going to have to see this begin to essentially start going the other way. Also, states will have to have certain preparedness plans and functionalities in place in order to do this, including testing and contact tracing, healthcare system capacity checks, and so forth, so that if there is a resurgence in cases, the healthcare system is well equipped to handle them.
Okay, now let's talk about phase one. What do they have to do for phase one? It's a three-phase plan here.
That's right. Well, first of all, you know, the phases are looked at in a couple of different ways, two different sort of subsets. One is individuals, and the others would be employers. On phase one for the individuals, number one, there still are going to be vulnerable individuals in our midst, and those are going to be those maybe in a certain age group, I believe over 60, others that still have some of these underlying health concerns that could be a real problem with coronavirus or exposure. Also, maintaining the social distancing and also minimizing any non-essential travel. That would be part of phase one for individuals. Now, employers, they're still going to be encouraged to have their employees work remotely when possible. They're going to phase in returns to work, But here's the thing. In offices and in workplace environments, they'll want to close down common areas where you're going to have people likely to congregate, kind of like, you know, around the water cooler, so to speak, you know, so you don't have people too close together and still have distancing protocols. Non-essential travel should be minimized, and then also they may want to consider some particular accommodations for workers who need special distancing because of their own situation.
Well, in briefing the governors on Thursday afternoon on a conference call, all the governors around with the president said that they were going to be responsible for deciding when it was safe to lift the restrictions in their own states. Now, he said, and I quote, "You're going to call the shots. We're going to be standing alongside you, but you're going to be calling the shots." And in the meantime, I know in the press conference he was asked a question by John Roberts of Fox News, is it true there are some states that are pretty much ready to go to reopen and do things as normal? And he said yes. And then John Roberts tried to pin him down on how many, and he said, "Well, I'm not going to answer that exactly, but there are states that are very close or already there, and they'll be making their own call."
Right, and I think, number one, these states aren't going to be making that call within the next 24, 48 hours, 2 weeks. It's going to be a little bit of time in order to make sure they have all these things in place. But there certainly are states that are much further along this road than
Well, this will be by May the 1st. The states we're talking about will be by May the 1st to either open up their doors and get things going again by the 1st of May or certainly on the 1st of May. And then there's another group of states that appear to be coming in like the very next week in May. And then there's another group that appear to be coming in around the middle of May, and then it'll just keep continuing to move on. But the other thing is, seven governors in the Midwest announced that they're going to coordinate amongst themselves on the reopening of the economy there after similar pacts were announced earlier this week in the West and Northeast. And these are the states to kind of take it away from Illinois, which is the big problem in the Midwest, is Chicago and all the things going on there.
Right, exactly. And also during phase one, the specific types of employers that they list have to do with things like school and organized youth activities. They're going to remain closed during phase one. Also, visits to senior living facilities and hospitals still should be prohibited. But this is quite interesting, though, Captain. Large venues, that is sit-down dining, movie theaters, sporting venues, they could operate under strict physical distancing protocols and elective surgery.
Yep. All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. We're here till 6 a.m. Eastern Time. If you want to call, the number's 877-969-8600. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishment sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition, with my guest, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And I've been taking Relief Factor, a product that's worked for me, for the last 4 years. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, let me suggest an all-natural, non-narcotic product to you, which is made by the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot up in Seattle, Washington. Now, it's called Relief Factor, and they have something called the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. And you can go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little tutorial that's there with a little video. It's about 2.5 minutes long. It'll tell you all about what's in it, how it works, what you do, how you take it, the whole nine yards. But all I can tell you is it works for me, and if it worked for me, it might work for you and save you a lot of grief, too, because I know a lot of people that are up right now this time of the night. You're awake because of the pain that you're in, and you just need something to take the edge off. Well, this is what will do it, and it's all natural. Plus, if you got any type of inflammation, there's an anti-inflammatory in there, an all-natural product, and it works. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start plan that's there. It's $19.95, and after all you've got to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, added that the data from across the country showed the nation was improving, but that Americans had to recommit to social distancing to keep the positive momentum going. And the other thing was this IHME model that they continue to use showed that the U.S. was past the peak back on the 11th of April, and we were on the downside, and it was moving down very quickly right now.
Exactly right. And so that is very good news, because the idea, of course, was to slow the spread, flatten the curve, and that's why it was even extended from the federal guideline standpoint. But it is good to see those numbers. And as we see those numbers go down, then, of course, it's going to raise the question even more in every state across the nation whether or not we can start to see any kind of legitimate reopening or effective or meaningful reopening, I should say, that would help get people back to work.
Yeah, and the other thing is the economy is going to look very different for a while. Operations will look very different for a while as they kind of feel their way through this, because contrary to public opinion, even though people are chomping at the bit, wanting to get back to work, wanting to get things going again, it's going to take a little bit of a work in progress to get things going. For example, restaurants, my understanding with the restaurants, Kyle, is they will be allowed to open again and have people, but they're going to have to curtail the capacity. It won't be, if they got 150 seats in there, they won't be able to put 150 people in there. It'll be a percentage of whatever it is, and they'll have to spread it out a little bit so people are sitting a little ways away from each other.
Right, exactly. That's probably going to be, I think, easier said than done for a lot of restaurants.
For a while.
Yeah, because the way that they're designed and so forth. But you're right. And so that's number one. Number two is you're going to want to have people to come to the restaurant, and they're going to and there has to be, I think, a high confidence level of being able to go out in public and do that. You know, there's been so much sort of a fear factor out there that has been exacerbated in many cases by the media. I'm not saying not taking it seriously. I'm simply saying that, with the initial projections and so forth, and that's why, you know, I wish we would hear so much about how these projections are being downgraded rather than it's going to get everybody kind of thing.
All right. Well, we've got a call. I believe it's from Backgammon Bob, and if it is, he's got a question. Is that you, Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Ask Mr. Kyle, does he think that Trump's daily briefings on the coronavirus, you know, all the daily briefings, make a real good substitute in effect, maybe not necessarily on purpose, or could be on purpose, for his campaign rallies? All right, that's it.
Well, Kyle, obviously, anytime you can be on television in prime time is an advantage to you, and I guess most of the rallies were usually about an hour and a half or 2 hours long, right?
Right, right.
And he's getting that type of FaceTime now with his afternoon press briefings, if you will. I don't think he's going to continue to be on the air an hour and a half or 2 hours. I would say he's probably going to cut that back to an hour because now they'll have a little bit of a different setting with the business leaders that will be coming in there. There'll be a little bit less emphasis on the medical, although it'll be there, but you'll have more of the business emphasis now with the people talking about, what businesses need to do to do X, Y, and Z, so to speak.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think generally speaking, you know, the rallies, of course, have a very different tone and a very different sort of mission statement. But these particular briefings, what they have done, and of course there are some, and some media personalities have tried to equate it to these are just propaganda rallies, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what's going on. When President Trump's at a rally, again, he has a certain tone. There's a certain something he's trying to accomplish there. But in these briefings, people who are looking in and have heard how bad Trump is and et cetera, they look in on these things and they see Trump the businessman, Trump the problem solver, Trump the person who's in command of all this with a great command and knowledge of all these things that are going on. And they're saying to themselves, wait a minute, this isn't the crazy lunatic that some cable channels have told me he is.
Well, we have 9 states, just to reiterate a little bit more on what we were talking about. We have 9 states right now that have fewer than 1,000 cases and just a few dozen new cases per day, definitely slowed down to a crawl or almost nothing. Those will be the states, and I'm not sure who they are, so I'm not going to speculate, but those will be the states that will open first, and they just will get going out of the gate. They'll just be off and running.
That's right, and of course, part of this phasing in plan that the White House has released. It's you can't move from one phase to another without making sure that there's no evidence of a rebound and that they continue to satisfy that what they call the gating criteria to even begin these phases. So it's not just sort of, okay, we'll do this, then we'll do that, then we'll do this other thing. It is having to be monitored very, very closely. And again, so if you have a couple of cases here and there, that might not squelch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a larger outbreak, then of course you'd have to rethink it. But the idea is that with all that social distancing, with all these other precautions in place, mm-hmm. that you would continue to see the downward trend in this.
Now, the obvious observation here is that the coronavirus COVID-19 lockdown is probably the greatest catastrophe that this country's seen since the Great Depression of 1929. And the New York Fed came out yesterday and said it may take years for the U.S. to fully recover. And there may be a lot of strength in that statement, too. But we will, and we'll do it in spurts. For example, this next quarter coming up, I don't think we'll see much. The second quarter, I don't think we'll see much. We'll probably, if we're lucky to get back to even, Stephen, that's where we'll be. The third quarter, we'll probably pick up a little bit more. And then the fourth quarter, which is when we'll go into Christmas and whatnot, after the people have had a chance to get work, had a little bit of this stimulus money, because there may be a second stimulus coming. Is that what I'm hearing, Kyle?
Well, yes. I think there's going to be a second stimulus coming, and then also there's the issue of the initial $350 billion that was earmarked for the small business loans.
Yeah, they want more money, and the Dems won't give it to them.
Well, that's right. They're quote-unquote negotiating right now with Mnuchin, but the people need the money. The money is right
now. This is for business. This is not individual, right?
That's right. This is for the businesses. Mm-hmm. There has been, I understand, another stimulus check run in the offing, basically. Hopefully we'll get the ones that are supposed to come out already. But the business thing is very important, too.
Yeah, now the way this was done, a lot of people are going, I don't have my check yet. Should I be worried? Should I be concerned? I don't know. What's going on here? Well, the way it was done to begin with, and we told everybody, if you'd had your 2019 tax return done and in, that's where the priority was coming first, 2019 tax return. Then if you didn't have that, the next people on the list were the people that had their 2018 tax return done. Then if you still weren't being included, it started with the people that were didn't have to file income tax returns, but they had a direct deposit system, let's say, to their Social Security or their disability or their government retirement or whatever, and that's how they could get the money. And if they didn't, then that's the one that's going to be a little bit more difficult, because those people will get paper checks, but they're being given the opportunity and enough time to sign up to get a direct deposit account at a bank. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots to talk about tonight, and we got plenty on the list here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And by the way, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here in Florida, and I hope the weather's good where you're at, unless you're up on I-80. Oh, we'll get to that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Governors working together to reopen our country. The governors of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin announcing a plan to work together to reopen portions of the states. The governors agree the reopening will be contingent on the number of new coronavirus cases. Now, in a joint statement, these governors say things will not open all at once, but in phases depending on conditions. The governors of hotspots New York and New Jersey and four other states will also work to reopen once the coronavirus outbreak subsides. President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House coronavirus briefing,
"We're going to see that everything is working out smoothly. We're in very strong communication with the governors. We're going to be helping with testing. They're going to be doing the testing. It's got to be a localized thing, and it really has been since I've been involved."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. A very nice little liner rejoin right there. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. And if you want to save money on your policy that you've currently got, you don't think you can, maybe you can by checking out Geico, because they have a website. Geico.com is a website, G-E-I-C-O.com. And you can go over there and type in your zip code, and you can get a quote on whatever vehicle you're driving and see if it's cheaper and the coverage is a little bit better and whatnot than what you're getting where you're at. Certainly, you can do it without ever seeing an agent, if that's what you want to do. But in the meantime, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. Now, they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring about 21 million and growing customers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, Geico can get you insurance for your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, anything that you own, a Sea-Doo, a Ski-Doo, you name it, they can get it for you, and even an RV. Now, don't forget that over at Geico, you can also get homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, I get a very good rate and a discount because I bundle my homeowner's insurance along with my vehicle. And as a result, I get a savings. Now, I also get a solid 10% discount every year that I'm a safe driver. And knock on wood, the 15 years that I've been with them, I've been a safe driver every year. And that's a nice discount. So consequently, I don't see a lot of rate increases as a result. And oh, by the way, Geico this year is giving a 15% discount to all the current policyholders and anybody that buys a policy between April the 8th and October the 7th. So it's $150 roughly is what it amounts to per policy, a little bit more with the higher policies, but it's 15% off whatever it is you're paying. So Geico, GEICO.com is the place to go. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some money. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got a situation, and the frontline workers now, and I guess we can call them first responders because of this biochemical, biotechnical thing that we're going through here with the COVID-19 virus. The nurses are very important in the scheme of things because they're taking care of these patients. They see the patients a lot more than the doctors do. Now, that being said, we had a situation where I think it was 10 nurses who would not work without the N95 masks that they were supposed to have on. They would not work, so to speak, without any covering over their face. They were suspended out there in, was it Santa Monica, California?
That's right, Captain. 9,200 healthcare workers, according to the CDC, have been infected with the coronavirus or COVID-19. And you're right, 10 of these nurses at Santa Monica, in a Santa Monica, California hospital, they are refusing to see the COVID-19 patients unless they have the N95 masks. Now, here's the thing. The guidelines from the CDC don't require the N95 masks. However, many hospitals are, you know, wanting to use them for obvious reasons. And I don't think anybody would disagree with the idea that nurses would need to have this enhanced protection, simply because of the very, very dangerous work that they're doing. I had a chance to hear Dr. Mark Siegel yesterday on the Fox News Channel talking about the amount of care that the nurses give to the COVID-19 patients.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you are in the ICU, you're on a ventilator, the amount of nursing care is really unbelievably great. And so, again, we can't do enough for the nurses who are caring for the very sick. So they are definitely trying to get this done. They're being paid while they're suspended, but the hospital won't comment yet.
Well, now we're going to change gears a little bit because as another story has erupted. We've talked about this late last week, and it's just been steaming and gaining a little more steam as we've been going along this week. Now we know why Hunter Biden went to such great lengths to keep his financial records from an Arkansas judge over that custody and that child. What was that? The child was born out of wedlock. The
maternity suit.
Yeah, maternity suit. But there's zero evidence right now, folks, zero evidence that Hunter Biden ever resigned from a Chinese equity firm that was paying him $100,000 a year as he pledged to do. And for months and months, Hunter Biden tried every excuse in the book as he refused to turn over his financial records to an Arkansas court. After multiple delays, his deposition was imminent. He didn't show up. There were going to be serious consequences. As a matter of fact, in a last-ditch effort, he tried to delay the pretrial hearing until after the November election, but the judge was tired of all of it, and he said, nope, you will be here, you will show up, and you will testify. Well, all of a sudden, that case went away because he was suddenly able to pay up in full and settle the case with the woman over the maternity suit. Now, he had an expensive Porsche car. We believe that may have been sold. But also, there's a rumor, strictly a rumor, but I'm going to put it out there. China may have stepped in and perhaps given him a little bit of an advance payment on the $100,000 a year that he got to pay this woman off.
Well, wouldn't that be very, very interesting? But, of course, the name of the game for the Hunter Biden thing is keep him out of the news and make
Here's what's more interesting. The records were sealed on where the money came from.
Big time. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. Now, why would they do that?
That's a very good question. But again, the name of the game is to make sure that none of this really can see the light of day so that somebody can't make hay.
And the reason they did that was because he is, in fact, still a member of the board of directors of this Chinese equity firm 6 months after he said he was going to resign from the position because it was creating a problem for his father's campaign. And, here we go. I mean, now you know the rest of the story.
Exactly right. That Chinese company, I believe, he's got a 10% equity stake, if I recall.
Yeah.
So this is big time. And imagine, Captain, if the whole thing had to do with
if it was Donald Trump Jr.
Exactly right. This would be front page news on certain cable networks every single night. They would hound this until the cows come home.
Yeah, and again, folks, you can't make this stuff up. It's there, and all you got to do is do a little bit of research, and there it is, boom, right there in front of you. But they sealed the records so that you can't tell where the money came from, how he got it, or what his financials were. And again, that's to protect his father and his father's campaign, obviously.
Well, sure, that's right. It's like magic. It just goes away.
Poof. Now it's gone. Well, the Chinese always had that stuff with the fireworks and all that stuff. Remember, that's where they came from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they just throw a little magic dust out there and disappear. All right, well, to wrap things up here before we get to the truckers' report, the former attorney, personal attorney for Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, was released from prison. He will serve the remainder of his term at his home.
That's right. That's right. This is not completely unheard of, at least with what's going on. But still, in all, it does seem that somebody like Michael Cohen, he's going to go home now.
But guess who's still in jail? Who's had his case denied yesterday? A federal judge denied a new trial for Roger Stone, and still he sits in jail right now.
Well, sure, because it's okay if he gets COVID-19 then, right?
That's his problem. He should have thought about that before he ran his mouth all over. By the way, he was intimidating the judge, remember? He was intimidating a court, a judge, you can come get me if you want, and all that stuff. He was actually intimidating the guys, and I mean, what are you trying to do? You ask you do that, and something's going to happen, and it happened.
That's very true. Very true, and Roger Stone, he could be his own worst enemy for sure. He's quite a character, but we'll see how a lot of this other stuff plays out. What worries me, though, Captain, is that in places like Los Angeles County and so forth, they're letting a lot of people out of jail because of the coronavirus, and then they want to close the gun stores, so that doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's out there. That's not over here. Gun stores in my state are considered part of an essential business, and our good friends over here at Phoenix Ordnance, they're open and ready for business. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and I made a little joke about I-80. Yeah, buddy, I-80 and parts of I-92, Chicago East, it is snowing tonight. And it's kind of funny because it's just following that interstate system. It's not way up north. It's not way down south. It's just right there along that interstate system. All right, and I'll be right back with more of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right after we get this little break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, I got a little treat for everybody out there tonight. This is a group that's we're going to play right now that's out of the northwestern part of Florida, up there in the Panhandle, and they're up there by Frank Salvato's backyard called WB and the Geezers. And take it away there, Geezers.
Go!
We've got our 40 hours. It's time for us to play on the Redneck Riviera, Northwest FLA. There's mullet for the fry, and there's shrimp and crab to boil. The beer is in the cooler, and the margarita's poured. It's the Redneck Riviera on the Gulf of Mexico. A little piece of heaven where the country folks go. Well, welcome to our paradise. Make yourself at home on the Redneck Riviera, Northwest FLA.
WB and the Geezers. And those guys, That's one of Frank's buddies there up there in the area where he's from. So up there near Navarre, not Navarre proper, but very close by. And they have a lot of fun. That's three guys all got guitars, and they get at it. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by, check them out, the largest truck stop chain in the country, and they are still open and alive and showers and get your laundry done. And if you need to have your truck serviced, oil change, something like that, where they have the shops, you can get all that done. It's all there for you. That's a Pilot's Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle into this. Kyle, what's the weather like in California?
Well, Captain, we had another beautiful day here in California. However, we're going to be seeing another round of rain and other weather and some snow in parts of the state coming in here as we head to the end of the week. I think we're going to get a little bit down here in Southern California, but most of the rain is going to be up in the Fresno area and a little bit in mid to Northern California area. And that's because I think the jet streams come down a little bit. We've got a low coming in.
Well, this is really weird, and let me read the statement that's here about this system. We've got a narrow streak of heavy accumulating snow, which is shifting from the Midwest to New England all throughout the day, Friday into Saturday morning. And behind this system, temperatures are going to run way below normal Friday, with another potentially significant severe weather threat is forecast to move quickly from Texas on Sunday morning all the way across Georgia by Monday morning. And the primary severe risk in terms of coverage will be likely damaging winds with the storm down there in Texas, which is starting to put itself together right now. But from the eastern part of Nebraska along I-80 south down to the Kansas border, and then I-80 in Iowa south down to the Missouri state line, and just a little bit over the Missouri state line, and then across the central part of Illinois on I-80 predominantly, also catching the south part of Chicago. And then once it gets to Indiana, it's not only I-80, but it's I-90, and it's also I-94, and it follows I-94 in Michigan over about halfway across the state, but it stays on I-80 and I-90 right now, all the way past Toledo, Ohio, and it's just moving along pretty much I-80 and I-90 right now.
That's right. Yeah, this is that
weird. Weird.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's a narrow band that we see moving across the map of the United States, starting towards from the Midwest and heading on over as you're describing through Pennsylvania and others. And what we understand too, Captain, is that some of the trees, while they're not actually leafing out yet, basically, but they do have some blossoms on them and so forth.
Yeah, buds.
Yeah, they can hold a little bit more snow than one might think this late in the game, and that can cause some limbs to break, and that could down some power lines, so people have to be ready for that.
Yeah, and there is a winter storm warning in this area up between Iowa over halfway across Illinois, and that's continuing to move across with the general snow and the other areas. Now, out in Utah tonight, the northwestern corner of Utah, we've got some very cold temperatures, and some of those temperatures could be down around 10 degrees above zero in Utah tonight in the northwest corner of Utah, which is the mountains headed up towards Idaho, pretty much along I-15.
Exactly, yeah. So, again, these are pretty unseasonably cold temperatures that have come in. So I don't know if we blame Punxsutawney Phil or you know, where do we put in the complaints?
Blame the Chinese, might as well. And then we've got some snow in Colorado, west of Denver. We do have a winter storm warning up on top of the rocks, west of Pueblo, Colorado Springs, just a little bit south of Denver, and southwestern corner of Colorado. Got some snow down there. Got some snow over towards Grand Junction as well. Coming across Kansas tonight, we do have a freeze warning in the central part of Kansas, going over towards Kansas City. And moving along further east, along the east coast, we've got a freeze warning up for the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York City, Maryland, Delaware. Let's see here, most of the northern part of Virginia. Then we've got a freeze watch, a frost warning, but a freeze watch for the southern part of Virginia and most of North Carolina, including the mountains of northeast Tennessee.
Exactly right. You know, people are going to be happy to see summertime return here real soon, hopefully.
Yeah, and then there's one last little stretch. We've got a area of disturbed weather coming up from South Florida, and that's kind of offshore. We'll see what happens there. Could be bringing some showers to Florida, but it's a little ways off the shore right now, so it's kind of hard to tell. And then where we're talking about in Texas, from about Amarillo on down past Lubbock, there is an area of disturbed weather there that looks like as if it could come across pretty much I-20 for the next day or two or so. It might have some severe weather in it, but that's what we got going on right now. And, of course, keep in mind, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and the Flying J's as well. Now, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, I'll tell you that much. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't stopped by a Pilot Travel Center, when you see one, pull on in there, and here's why. You're either going to find an Arby's, a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu line. They're not just about ice cream. They got some pretty good food in there. You could find a McDonald's. Could also find a Wendy's, or might be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, too. Or it might be one of the chicken places in there. Could be a Chester's Chicken. Could even be a KFC. Now, in the Flying J's, you'll find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. And around the big cities in the Northeast and the Midwest and out West, you'll find something else in there with them, which could be maybe a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell to go along with whatever the restaurant is that's in there. But just because some of these places, they can't have the sit-down restaurant loaded up, doesn't mean that they're not providing places where the guys and gals can go in, grab a meal, and find a place to sit because they've got outdoor seating. And they've moved a lot of their tables outside with a little umbrella touch to it there, Kyle.
But exactly right. And they're doing their part, Captain, you know, to keep the truckers moving and
well, they have to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And doing those kinds of things is going the extra mile for them.
Yeah, and they made up their mind at Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J's that they were going to go out of their way to see to it that truckers had a place to get a shower, to do their laundry, to park in the lot when they needed to take their time off for their breaks and all that stuff because of all the different things that are going on right now with the COVID-19 epidemic and all the hauling that they're doing and whatnot, because without that, the truckers don't have a place to go, and that's part of the problem.
Exactly right, and so we all are just happy that the truckers are bringing the stuff we need.
Yeah. Now, you're going to be around the next hour for a couple segments,
sure.
Right? Okay. Sure. Well, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about Elon Musk and something he said. We're going to talk about Chicago and Seattle and something the mayors are saying. We're also going to talk about the networks and something they're not doing. By the way, the College Board and the SATs, what did we tell you about that? And California, San Francisco, wait till we tell you what they're about to do with the students there. And oh, by the way, if you love the NBA, if you love the NFL, if you love the NHL, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, we got some news for you. And I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, will be with me, too, right after the top of the hour news. So don't go anywhere. Your stations are going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back right after all of that gets done. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.